888-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny. WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 42 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A fired-up President Biden touted his accomplishments and outlined future goals in his State of the Union speech last night.
President Biden delivering the State of the Union, making the case for a second term, and taking the fight to Donald Trump.
My inherited economy is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world.
The president addressing the border crisis, an issue where he's polling poorly, scolding Republicans for failing to take up the bipartisan border bill. Biden noting it would have added thousands of border security agents, judges, and asylum officers to the border.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. Majority Leader Steve Scalise announced the House would vote next week on a bill forcing TikTok to separate from Chinese parent ByteDance. 40 state attorneys general sent a letter to Facebook parent Meta expressing deep concern over what they say is a dramatic uptick of complaints about takeovers and lockouts. This is ABC News. Voters in Ireland are about to decide on doing away with sexist references to women in the country's constitution.
Ireland set to vote on removing references on the importance of a woman's life, quote, within the home, in the country's socially conservative 1937 founding document. Language some have slammed as sexist and outdated. The vote will deliberately be held on International Women's Day on Friday.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. When was the last time you chewed gum? Can't remember? That's the problem.
Generational habits, health concerns, and COVID all gnawed away at gum sales. They're down more than 30% since 2018. Now candy companies are trying to figure out what will get us chewing again. Mars, which owns the Wrigley's brand, wants to reposition gum as a stress reliever and a concentration aid, as well as a breath freshener. A company executive got the idea from a nurse in a hospital COVID-19 ward who said she chewed gum while wearing her mask to calm herself. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 45, cloudy with cool conditions, areas of light rain. A few snowflakes could mix in areas this morning. Northeast winds at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, drizzle and flurries possible early, otherwise partial clearing later and chilly, a low of 26. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, a high of 43. Sunday, sunny and a bit warmer and a high of 48. And 64 for a high by Monday. In Richland Center, after the earlier reading today at midnight of 45, our temperature has dropped to the current mark. We're at 45 degrees. Today is Friday, March 8th, and it's time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I
thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
Lee Greenwood, as we start the day in a positive way, Maggie May did the honors to open our broadcast day with a rendition of the national anthem today. Hello, kids. It's yours truly, Phil Nee. You may remember me from yesterday's Light in the Milk House show. We're here together again, and we're getting things started off today for Friday and a look ahead toward another tremendous weekend in southwest Wisconsin. Could be a little bit on the wet side today, but I don't think anybody's really arguing or complaining. We could use a little bit of that, even though things improved a little bit with the rain earlier this week, but not enough, that's for sure. We're at 42 as we start out today, Friday, March 8th. Regular features along the way, a recap in about 10 minutes of our sports headlines in the state, including a win for the Badger men's basketball team. They held on against Rutgers, and the Badger women's team lost in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. The WIAA girls basketball tournament got underway yesterday as well with some very good games. We'll check out some of those stories in a little bit. Right now, Johnny Lee on the Light in the Milk House show as we get at those chores.
Sometimes it seems the world's a jungle. Through it all, I was born to stumble, searching for something I never will find. I take your love in bits and pieces, coming to you only when it eases that lonely feeling that gets in my mind. And you treat me so kind when those hard times come a dime a dozen. Girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find. Times come a dime a dozen. The girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. I'm lucky you're mine. I know your friends think much of me. They say you're a fool to love me, but girl, I know they'll never turn you around. You bound to love your hard luck poet. When I let you down, you don't show it. You know it don't matter, they can't touch what we found. When the sun goes down and those hard times come a dime a dozen, the girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find. And those hard times come a dime a dozen, the girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. I'm lucky you're mine. And those hard times come a dime a dozen, so hard to find.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Of maidens, she outshined all others that I'd known by far. I had a friend, a big fella named Big Harlan Taylor. Harlan had a rubber tarred new shiny car.
Well, the ways of the world and the wants of a woman, if I figured them all out, would take many years. Fell for Big Harlan. I tried, but in vain, for to take my own life. Suddenly I had lost all my will to keep living. She had lost her desire to become my young wife.
Well, the ways of the world and the wants of a woman, if I figured them all out, would take many years.
Big Harlan. Then I started wondering what good would it do if a rubber tarred new shiny car's her ambition. Then she can just have it and Big Harlan too.
What the ways of the world and the wants of a woman, if I figured them all out, would take many years.
George Jones on the Mill Cow Show, 513 and 42 degrees. Coming up this weekend, the second annual Weston Spring Arts and Crafts Fair. That goes on from 8 until 2 Saturday. Over 70 booths are registered. There will also be concessions, a bake sale, and 50-50 raffle all day. For more information and a complete vendor list, visit weston.k12.wi.us. A reminder that Heaven Bound Church, Lone Rock, will be hosting a brisket dinner Saturday from 11 until 3. Menu includes brisket, mashed potatoes, gravy, coleslaw, baked beans, and dessert at a cost of $15 per person. You can certainly dine in or carry out. There you go. A couple of reminders for some weekend events that will be going on soon. Regular features, including farm news and markets today at 5:30. A nice day yesterday. We topped out, 57? Yes, 57 degrees here at the studios yesterday. And we won't see that for, 2 or 3 days before Monday's 64. So it'll be a little cooler and maybe a little wetter today as well. But it's been a good week weather-wise. Had another chance to get the old bike out and ride a little bit yesterday. Trying to keep up, you know, get old Phil in shape for the spring season, you know, get me back to my regular shape of a pair, you know. Anyway, This is Andy Williams on the Milk Cow Show, singing Bobby G. Rice's biggest hit.
You lay so easy on my mind, so easy on my mind. Whenever I need you, all I have to do is close my eyes. I'll ever get, you've given me. You completely satisfy every need I have inside, and I pray you'll never take your love from me.
Easy on my mind,
so easy.
Good morning from Richland Center, the old Light in the Milk House show rolling on. It is 5:17 now and 42 degrees.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in WIAA Boys Basketball Sectional Semifinals, Cashton was a winner over Potosi 69-46, and Columbus Catholic beat Royal 57-54. It was also in Division 4, Mineral Point advancing after a 56-38 win over Darlington, and Randolph 59-51 over Marshall advancing to the sectional final. Platteville still alive after a win over their opponent Wisconsin Dells 84-67 yesterday. Lakeside Lutheran advanced after a win against Lake Mills, setting up for a championship game at Wisconsin Dells on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Pewaukee and Stoughton also advanced in Division 2 last night. At the state girls basketball tournament in Division 3, Edgewood 62-29 over Baldwin Woodville, and Xavier was a winner against Kettle Moraine Lutheran 56-52. Last night, Laconia beat the Prairie School 67-49, and Cuba City edged McDonald Catholic 48-45. A.J. Storr scored 19 points and grabbed 7 rebounds to lead Wisconsin to a 78-66 win over Rutgers. In its final home game of the season on Thursday, the Badgers, now 19-11, finished 14-3 at home and picked up their 11th Big Ten Conference win of the season to move into a three-way tie with Nebraska and Northwestern at 11-8 in conference play with one game left to play. The Badger women's basketball team lost to Penn State 80-56 as they lost. Wisconsin was a 10th seed overall in the Big Ten tournament and saw their season come to an end. Elsewhere yesterday in the NBA, Detroit 118, Brooklyn 112, Minnesota beat Indiana 113-111, Dallas 114, Miami 108, Phoenix 120, Toronto 113, Sacramento 131, San Antonio 129, Chicago 125, Golden State 122, Denver 115, Boston 109. The Brewers notched a exhibition win yesterday, 8-2. Also in baseball, Houston 6-3 over St. Louis, and the Cubs and Cincinnati tied at 2. That's an update on Friday Morning Sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
I think it is time that we bring on the aerobic polka as we get ready for the weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. If you're ready, polka with care.
Oh, my wife, she is drunk, and I'll have to take her home. Have to take her home, yeah, I'll have to take her home. Oh, my wife, she is drunk, and I'll have to take her home. Have to take her home right away. Hey.
On the back step on that one there. The polka is called My Wife is Happy Polka. That was Richie Yurkovich and the band. 5:24 the time. We're at 42 degrees. Hopefully you're behaving yourself. I know it's early, but today we can expect cloudy and cool conditions with areas of light rain. A few snowflakes could mix in spots. A high of 45. Northeast wind at 8 to 16. Tonight, drizzle and flurries possible early in the evening. Otherwise, partial clearing and later chilly. A low of 26 this evening. Saturday, 43, partly cloudy, breezy and cool. Clear and frosty Saturday night and 23, and sunny and a bit warmer Sunday and 48 degrees. Good luck as you hit the road today.
Well, when I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one time Mama said that he sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown when my daddy didn't spend some time at home, instead of running around the country that away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Atlanta. I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight. Long strips of rubber that you see were burned off this rick by the likes of me. They'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in that diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke and beat this pace I'm ascending any time they can. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Memphis tonight. I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight. Well, I've pushed this rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. And on down that old Pacific shore, swing north and run for Baltimore, somewhere about 2,000 miles away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. Thing I'm wanting to see in Nashville. I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight. Yeah, I'm down around Dallas and rolling on south tonight.
O'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams with some sweet lover, holding on so on your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her. On your mind, you've been talking in your sleep.
Crystal Gayle on WRCO Radio. You've been talking in your sleep. I was thinking, I think Squirt was talking in his sleep last night to my wonder dog, but then again, maybe I dreamed that. I don't know. Anyway, it's 42 degrees at WRCO in Richland Center. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. A small Swiss mountain creamery has won its fourth World Champion Cheese Award and a third in a row. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Michael Spriker makes cheese at Mountain Dairy Fritzenhaus for Gormino Cheese in Bern, Switzerland. His Hornbacher cheese is named for the river that flows by the creamery. It scored 98.98 out of 100 possible points to top 3,302 entries in this year's contest. Gormino's Joe Salonio tells Brownfield the cheese is made with the milk from small nearby farms.
Just maybe within 5, 6, 7 kilometers, there are about 9 or 10 dairy farmers that will deliver twice a day fresh, raw, beautiful Swiss cow's milk.
Salonia says the area of protection, or AOP, has strict guidelines for local Swiss farmers.
They must be outside minimum amount of days, even in the wintertime. They must be fed only grass or hay with a small allowance for maybe a little snack the cows might have, like, you know, some grains, but never silage, which is the preserved hay, because that would produce gas bubbles that would mess up long ripening for a raw milk cheese.
Michael Spriker's creamery has now won 4 world championships, including the last 3 in a row. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. 2024 started with a month-to-month decline for U.S. ethanol exports. The Renewable Fuels Association says January ethanol exports were 150 million gallons, 4% less than December. The first quarter of 2024 has seen a slight rebound for the pork industry. Steve Meyer, the chief economist for EverAg, says the price picture for hogs has improved recently.
It's better. I won't say it's great by any stretch, primarily with the reduction in cost of production. Corn prices, bean meal prices have gone down to the tune of somewhere around $25 a head. That just comes right to the bottom line.
He tells Brownfield demand improvements have also helped. While the economic situation has improved, Meyer says the higher prices may not be enough for some producers to fully recover. Pork producers have set their policy plans for 2024. Brownfield's Jared White has this report following the conclusion of the 2024 National Pork Forum in Chicago.
For the National Pork Board, growing pork demand is the top priority. Al Wolfcool, National Pork Board Vice President and Iowa producer, tells Brownfield,
"It's all about doing the priorities of what our producers want. It was like demand, demand, demand. The younger generation consumes less pork than my generation, than the baby boomer generation. So we have a very targeted marketing campaign to work on that."
For policy, immediate past president of the National Pork Producers Council and Missouri producer Scott Hayes outlines the organization's new traceability plan.
We've made recommendations to USDA. They're going to come out with a traceability plan sometime in the next 2 or 3 years, but they allowed us producers to put the plan together.
I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Thanks, Jared. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitum with Timsack Auction Realty with Sale Results and upcoming events. Big sale again, large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $165 a ton. We have used lumber lots. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Couple online only auctions closing in the next couple of weeks, so keep an eye out. Looking to buy or sell your property or items? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitum. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade had light business, and cash hogs were steady to higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Some light cash cattle trade was reported Thursday afternoon in parts of Nebraska at $2.92, $2 higher than last week's weighted average. Just a few bids remained on the table in the South, and significant trade volume will likely occur sometime on Friday. At winter livestock in Kansas, feeder steers and heifers over 700 pounds were steady to $3.00 $1 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder supply included 68% steers, and 85% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 900 to 948 pounds, brought 226 to 238.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 750 to 796 pounds, sold for 227 to 237. Boxed beef cutout values closed higher with light to moderate movement. Choice was up 170 at 306.61. Select was up 117 at 296.26. The spread was 1035. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to higher on Thursday with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers were still in need of at least a few near-term numbers, even after a couple of days of higher prices and heavier negotiated movement. Demand signals are mixed but mostly positive, with good export sales and the wholesale market holding up relatively well. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 95 cents with a base range of $71 to $78. The Iowa Minnesota was up 63 cents with a weighted average of $77.42. The Western Corn Belt was up 77 cents with a weighted average price of $77.17. Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $55. Sows were steady at $45 to $48. Boars were marked at $18. Pork values closed lower on Thursday, down 34 cents at $91.15. And estimated hog slaughter was 474,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were higher on short covering ahead of the week's direct business. Lean hog futures were mostly higher on spread trade, the steady to higher cash during the session, and the good weekly export sales numbers. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were higher ahead of Friday's USDA supply and demand numbers. May beans were up 18 at 1166 and a quarter. July was 17 and a quarter higher at 1176. May corn was up 9 and a quarter at 438, and July was 9 and a half higher at 449 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were up, getting ready for widespread direct business. April live is $1.47 higher at 188.72, and June was up 132 at 184.60. April feeders were 42 higher at 256.30. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and steady to higher cash during the session. April lean, the exception, was down 47 at 84.52. June lean was up 65 at 101.15. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
How artificial intelligence could benefit farmers, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The head of the Center for Risk Management Education and Research at Kansas State University says farmers might find a use for artificial intelligence. Joe Parcell.
Artificial intelligence is really using the power of machines to help us solve problems, to do tasks faster. I think of coders out there that are using this to code and prepare software for how we use that. I work with a lot of data. I'll use AI to help me manipulate the data, tell stories from the data a lot faster. And I think of AI as a user as just a way of speeding up our decision processes.
Parcell suggests AI could help a lot with something many farmers dread, paperwork.
I think of the speed at which it can capture information, especially on the regulatory or the legal side, and help us as farmers be able to write better contracts. Maybe it's on a rental agreement, so it's a win-win for everyone and it changes over time. But then on the accounting side, it's going to reduce kind of the anxiety that I hear in the voices of folks, well, it's time to go see the accountant and see where we're at before year end. We'll be able to do that a lot quicker.
If you'd like to hear more from Joe Parcell about AI's use to agriculture, there's a link you can use on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. An ag group says farms could still be subject to climate disclosures with private companies. Matt Herrick with the International Dairy Foods Association tells Brownfield while the Securities and Exchange Commission has decided not to require Scope 3 emissions reporting, it's becoming more common in a global food supply chain.
Outside of the regulatory space, these are things that insurance companies, banks, and others are already looking at and doing. But in the regulatory space, you know, a lot of this stuff emanates from California.
Eric says the dairy industry has been measuring greenhouse gases to create sustainability benchmarks for several years.
And there are ways to model those emissions based on the number of cows you have, based on the what you're feeding those cows, based on whether or not they're milking or not. We can model that information. And in some cases, there are more food companies looking at that information and in some cases requiring it.
He says advocacy by several food and ag groups helped the SEC change its strategy on emission regulations.
They learned what we're doing here. You know, this Scope 3 emissions requirement not only would be a huge burden, it just wasn't necessary at this point in time.
Milk futures in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were mixed Thursday, as were cash markets, while the dollar was lower. March Class 3 milk was up 6 cents at $16.59, April 9 lower at $15.90, May 13 cents lower at $16.38, June down a dime at $17.12. Dryway was unchanged at 41 cents, blocks up a quarter of a cent at $1.49 and a quarter. Barrels down 8 at $1.54 and a half, butter down 8 and a quarter at $2.76 and three quarters, and non-fat dry milk was down a quarter at $1.14 and three quarters. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Today, areas of light rain possible, a high of 45. There could be a few snowflakes in some areas. Also tonight, drizzle and flurries possible, and a low of 26. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, a high of 43. Sunday, 48, sunny and a bit warmer, and 64 by Monday, 65 Tuesday, 62 Wednesday. That sounds pretty nice. Right now, the air is calm following the midnight reading of 45. We're at 42 degrees. 15 before 6 on the Mel Cow Show.
In every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats cry, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm wondering why. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey-doving. Let's forget about the whine and the crying, the shooting and the dying, and the fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a little while back, and now Miss Patty Page, or one of them, is a wearing black. And Kathy's clown has Don and Phil where they feel like if they could die. If we keep on losing our singers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey lovey dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey doving. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think
about. You wrote your cheating heart about a gal like my first ex-wife, and you moaned the blues for me. And for you, Hank Williams, you wrote my life. The cold, cold heart and a doubtful mind. I have known a few myself, and the gal that loved me half as much. She loves somebody else. You wrote your cheating heart about a gal like my first ex-wife, and you moan the blues for me and for you, Hank Williams. Heaven on high, I hope you'll share.
Mo Bandy on the Milk Cow Show. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Coffee Talk, sponsored by Friends of Blue River, will be held tomorrow from 8 until 10 at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. All are welcome to attend. And the Boscobel Farmers Market will be held tomorrow from 8 until noon at the Blaine Gym. A community read and author presentation will be hosted by the Brewer Public Library tomorrow, featuring Tailspin, the story of World War II tail gunner Gene Moran from Soldier's Grove. Copies of the book available to pick up at the Brewer Library. You can stop by the event tomorrow, featuring author John Armbruster. Again, that gets underway at 10 o'clock.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down the San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Johnny Cash and the band on WRCO live at Folsom Prison. It's 42 degrees here at WRCO Studios. We'll get the latest take on weather and how it looks for the upcoming weekend in just a moment. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the weather does look a little bit unsettled today as a low pressure system in the Southern Plains tracks right up toward the Southern Great Lakes region by tonight. The current data, though, keeps the heaviest precipitation about 100 miles off to the south and east of our area. So with that, we may see a tenth of an inch or so of rain today, but that's probably going to be about it. Just cool enough that there might be a few snowflakes mixed in here or there as well. Behind the system, we'll have some brisk north to northwest winds tonight and tomorrow, ushering in cool air. So temperatures will be kind of seasonal tomorrow, but the wind will make it feel chilly, even though some sun pokes out. Sunday and Monday should deliver plenty of sunshine with the next warming trend. In fact, readings could run a good 25 degrees above normal Monday and Tuesday. A weak front will move through Tuesday night, and Wednesday might bring a stray light shower, with a more organized weather system possibly on the way for Thursday of next week. So today, look for cloudy and cool conditions, some areas of light rain, a possible snowflake mixed in, temperature reaching the mid-40s with a northeast wind at 8 to 16, drizzle and flurries possible early this evening, otherwise partial clearing later and chilly, low 26, north and northwest wind near 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. High temperature 43 with a northwest wind of 12 to 22 miles per hour. On Sunday, sunny and a bit warmer, high 48. Monday, mostly sunny, much warmer than normal, high up to 64. Tuesday, mixed skies, continued balmy for March, highs reaching the mid-60s. Slight chance of a rain shower Tuesday night. Wednesday, mixed skies with a couple of isolated light showers possible, high 62. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, not quite as warm. 50% chance of light rain with a high at 52. Have yourself a good day out there, looking for highs in the mid-40s with some scattered light rain. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
42 degrees and cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 57. The record high, 72, set in that warm year of 2000. The record low, 8 degrees below zero in 1967. Last year's high was 46 and the low, 33. Sunset will occur at 5:59 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning will be at 6:25. We have a north wind around 2 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.99, remaining steady. No precipitation today. And with cloudy skies, we're at actually now up 1 from the overnight low. It is 42 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news from ABC is next, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement, and by the Stafford Funeral Home.